Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're moving into week 5 of our devotional study, and we've been taking individual lines from the Lord's Prayer and pairing them with the historic prayers that have come from followers of Jesus well before us. If you're just joining us today in this practice, reading a prayer written by someone else, it can feel a little odd. It might be like too intimate, like you're reading someone else's journal entry that you don't know. But when our minds are tired, it might be helpful to think about it this way. Just from the demands of the week or everything else we've had going on today, we're trying to balance a myriad of things. These older writings offer to us really like a helpful guide. They help us navigate these moments where we are just too exhausted or tired to pray ourselves. They provide some inherited language, allowing us to jump into a conversation that has been going on for centuries before us between followers of Jesus and God himself. Today, we're going to focus in on the phrase, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive those indebted to us." This is where the prayer becomes deeply communal. Of course, the entire thing has been communal. You probably noticed the plural language all in here. It's not my Father, but it's our Father over and over and over again. But this is where something else shifts. Receiving mercy is intricately tied to giving it. It puts us around other people and reminds us that we are not in isolation, but in community. To help us explore this, we're going to use a prayer from St. Ephrem the Syrian. This prayer is a central component, especially during this time of year, sometimes called the Lenten season. This is traditionally accompanied by the physical act of bowing to enact the humility of the words we're going to read. Ephrem targets the exact brokenness that causes division and prevent forgiveness in us. This lust for power, idle talk, and judgment, pleading for the grace to see our own brokenness rather than just judging someone else. I'm going to read his prayer now. I invite you to let these words give voice to your own heart, maybe some of the things that you are wrestling with today. Ephrem prayed this way, "O Lord and Master of my life, take from me the spirit of sloth, despair, lust of power, and idle talk. But give me rather a spirit of chastity, humility, patience, and love for your servant. Yes, O Lord and King, grant me to see my own transgression and not to judge my brother. For blessed is the one, blessed are you unto the ages of ages." Amen. He said this line, "Grant me to see my own transgressions and not to judge my brother." It is so much easier for us to focus on the debts others owe us. When someone wrongs us, our natural instinct is to elevate ourselves as the judge. But Jesus links our forgiveness to how we forgive others. A heart that genuinely understands its own brokenness cannot withhold mercy. If we refuse to give, it reveals we have not fully grasped the magnitude of what we have been forgiven. As we navigate relationships today, whether it's a frustrating email thread at the office or the normal friction at home with your own family, our ability to extend grace comes from recognizing our own deep need for it. We can often let go of the exhaustion that comes from keeping a tally of the offenses of others by reminding ourselves that we have first been forgiven, and the posture that Jesus produces within us is one of forgiveness towards the other. Now, we're going to take a moment of some silence. And so whatever you're doing, I invite you to enter into this time. Just take a deep breath for a moment to be fully present and aware of this silence. And it can be uncomfortable to sit in silence, but we use this time to ask God to search our own heart, that he would bring to mind anyone that we are currently judging or refusing to forgive. ask God to help you see your own brokenness first so that you can extend true mercy. All right, friends, if you want to, I invite you to continue in this posture of silence, reflection for as long as you need. Just press pause or close the app you're listening to this on. But if you need to go about the rest of your day, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.